Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then Coach Rick Mahorn, Sensation Nasir Khor, and the Detroit Amps look to protect home court against back-to-back MVP Michael Beasley and the defending champs Miami 305. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays on BET.
Columbus.
From the Ohio News Network, this is Ohio Sports Magazine. Now, here's your host, Jay Fox.
Welcome to another episode of Ohio Sports Magazine. I'm your host, Jay Fox, and on today's show, Herb Gillen joins us to preview the upcoming Columbus National Air Show. Kip Brown with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources gives us some fishing tips for the season, and Derek Longmire, the executive director of the Problem Gambling Network of Ohio, talks about the warning signs for summer sports betting. All that, plus our Locked On regulars have updates from all the summer sports as Memorial Day is here, and we can officially welcome summer to our sporting world. All that and more next on the Ohio News Network. You stick around. June 19th through June 21st, Rickenbacker International Airport will host the massive 2026 Columbus Air Show, which this year is an official America 250 Ohio celebration. The guy who makes it all happen is joining us now on Ohio Sports Magazine. Say hello to Herb Gillen. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Jay. Thanks for having me today.
It's our pleasure. Now, as I mentioned, you're part of the America 250 Ohio celebration this year. The theme is Celebrate America. How is this year's show going to feel bigger and more patriotic than ever before?
Well, it's going to be an amazing year at the Columbus Air Show presented by Scott's Miracle-Gro. We have two military jet teams, which is really unheard of. We've not had two military jet teams here in Columbus, and it really only happens a couple of times a year. The United States Air Force Thunderbirds are going to be our headliner, co-headlining with the Canadian Forces Snowbirds. That's the military jet team from Canada. So just having those two in the lineup together is kind of a big deal.
Now, did you have any logistical challenges pulling that off? Because things have been a little frosty between these two countries the past 6 months.
Not exactly. We initially had neither of the teams. They were both scheduled to perform in Niagara Falls, and that air show had to cancel. It's an Air Reserve base that was tasked with doing some real world stuff. The same people who were running the show were doing that. So all of a sudden, the Thunderbirds and Snowbirds didn't have anywhere to go that weekend, and they called us right away, and we gladly took them.
Absolutely. Now, one of the planes that we're going to see is the F-35, and every time I see this, I have to wear earplugs because it is so loud. Can you describe for our listeners that physical sensation when the 35A Lightning II demonstration takes off?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's something you can feel in your bones. I mean, that sort of humming in your chest when that thing starts rocketing. You can feel it. You can hear it. You can see the afterburners going, and you know, it'll get up over 700 miles an hour when it does its fast pass, and it's really rocking.
Now, I'm hearing rumors, true or false, that this year there might be a Twilight show on either Friday or Saturday, and you're going to keep the gates open later. Is that true?
That's true. We've changed our format a little bit for Friday and Saturday only. Sunday is our traditional open at 9, gates close at 5. But on Friday and Saturday only, we're going to have a later day opening. Gates will open at 1 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. Flying will begin around 3:30 each day. It'll be kicked off by the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds. As we get into the evening and approach twilight, we will have our special America 250 finale, which will include fireworks and pyro and actually airplanes flying around the fireworks and pyro. So kind of a big America 250 celebration. celebration to end those 2 days.
What are some of the logistical challenges when you've got aircraft flying in and around fireworks?
It looks like chaos, but it is very choreographed and practiced and planned, where you have different lines of separation that they stay in. And so, but it all looks like it's coming together, and it's we're very excited to have it.
Now, are patrons going to have the ability to meet some of these pilots, get autographs, things of that nature?
Absolutely, yeah. We have an autograph tent that's right along the show line, and performers will be going through there throughout the day. We'll announce over the PA system. We'll also put it out on social media what the schedule is going to be each day. And the Thunderbirds are one of the groups that will be there each day in the autograph tent.
Now, I know a lot of people have asked me over the years, regardless of which town I've been in, you've been there, should I bring my kids to the air show? And I always respond, well, why not? But, you know, there are some safety issues. Can you speak about that for a minute?
Yeah, this is definitely a family-friendly, kid-friendly event. In fact, kids 15 and under are free in general admission at our show. There's tons of stuff to do on the ground. We have our STEM and aviation exploration area presented by NetJets, where we'll have more than 40 different hands-on STEM activities. It's very popular with kids. We've got the Kids Zone play area. We'll have dozens of aircraft on the ground that kids can go up, talk to the air crews. In some cases, they'll be able to go inside the airplanes. So it's definitely a fun place for kids. You know, it's an outdoor event in June, so, you know, put on the sunscreen, bring earplugs, because, like we said, the F-35 and some of the other aircraft can get a little loud, but it's a great place to come out for the day with the kids.
Now, last question for you. I know that the premium areas like the Mustang Club and the Aces Club are almost completely sold out. Tickets are strictly capped per day online. If somebody's listening and they haven't gotten their spot at the air show, what do they do?
Yeah, it's true. Saturday in particular, Mustang Club and Aces Club are completely sold out. Friday's Mustang and Aces are pretty close to selling out, but there's still great tickets available. You can come to ColumbusAirShow.com. I would encourage you to do that soon because, like I said, Saturday and Friday especially are getting closer to sold out.
Now, I know that people come from all over for this event. Do you have links to hotels and ground transportation and all of that?
We do. On the website under guest information, there's a drop down that says visiting the area that has information about Central Ohio and where to go and where to stay.
Now, true or false, you are going to parachute down out of an airplane with a microphone in your hand and welcome everybody on opening day?
Well, that won't be me, but that will happen. The U.S. Army Golden Knights parachute team will be doing that, and I'll be safely on the ground.
See, I could have sworn it was you last year.
No, I have better sense than to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
All right, we want to thank Herb Gillen. If you don't have your tickets to the air show at Rickenbacker International Airport in Columbus, you need to move quickly. June 19th through the 21st, and there's more Ohio Sports Magazine down the runway on the Ohio News Network.
Have you ever met a man who wins money betting on tennis? Enter Scotty Vegas. Join Scotty and Dave Biddle for On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Sunday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the L.A. Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then Coach Rick Mahorn, Sensation Nazir Kaur, and the Detroit Amps look to protect home court against back-to-back MVP Michael Beasley and the defending champs Miami 305. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays on BET.
Yay! Marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
Summer is on the way and Ohio's waters are calling. Almost 750,000 fishing licenses are issued every year here in the Buckeye State, with an estimate of about 1 million people using Ohio's waters every year. Joining us now on Ohio Sports Magazine from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources is Kip Brown with the official scoop on what's biting and how to make the most of the season. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
I am doing very well, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to talk about Jesse Miller down in Middletown. What did he catch? Where did he catch it? And why is this such a big deal?
So he caught what is one of the largest crappies in Ohio. This one was caught down by the Great Miami River in Middletown. And the unique thing about this is, it's because of the outdoor riders, they instituted a new record fish category for hybrid crappie.
So what is Vice President Vance putting fish food in the river? Is that what's going on?
If it would help, that's okay. Yeah, so in Ohio, we have two main species of crappies, black and white. And a lot of our lakes have really good populations. A lot of our anglers are very familiar with crappie. They're great to eat. They're usually very abundant, and they can get some good size to them. The interesting thing is they are closely enough related that they can hybridize. And sort of like with hybrid sunfish that you can get from private hatcheries, the hybrids a lot of times will exhibit what we call hybrid vigor, and they will actually grow larger than either of the parental species.
So you guys have predicted another phenomenal season for Lake Erie walleye. What are your teams seeing out on the water? What can anglers expect regarding the size and numbers of fish this summer on the lake?
So for Lake Erie, I mean, I'm tucked away down in southwest Ohio, but everything I understand from their sampling is it's going to be incredible again for quite a few years. Our walleye population is going outstanding, and it's done well enough for a while now that there's going to be a lot of legally available fast-growing fish out there, and that's nothing but good news. In our inland lakes, we're kind of on the tail end of our best crappie part of the season. We'll be really getting into bass and bluegills. The bluegills should be getting ready to go on the beds here pretty soon to do their spawning, and that's when a lot of the larger ones are available easily to catch. And bluegill make great table fare. So.
Well, didn't you guys just stock like millions of fish?
Oh, yes, all over the state.
Is it Sawguy? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, you got it.
Okay, and so Sawguy, catfish, and bluegill. Yeah.
Yes, Sawguys are another hybrid. This is one that can occur in nature, but we also produce a lot of them in our hatcheries. This is a combination of a male sauger. Most of those are collected from the Ohio River, and female walleye. And a lot of those are from up north, especially out of Lake Erie during the spawning runs. And with the female walleye, they will actually do the artificial spawning right there on the bank so that they can turn the fish loose again.
Everybody likes to go up to Lake Erie. Some people want the smaller spots close to home. So
amen.
If you were going to, what would the first thing, if I say local reservoir, what is your go-to?
My first question would be, where do you live?
Okay.
And then based on that, and then what do you like to fish for?
Got
so
it.
probably in southwest Ohio, one of our top reservoirs right now is Rocky Fork Lake. It has an incredible crappie population, sawguy population, largemouth bass population, and channel catfish population.
Now, when it comes to figuring things out, though, you got to know what the rules are. So how do we get the 2627 fishing regulations booklet? And is there anything new?
The best way to get it anywhere that you can get your fishing license, say Walmart, your local bait shop, they should have printed copies. You can also view those regulations online at our website, or the Hunt Fish OH app will have the most current regulations.
Now tell me about that. Tell me about this Hunt Fish OH app. How easy is it to use?
It's incredibly easy to use. If you have a customer ID number with us already, if you've ever had a hunting or fishing or trapping license, you know, you should be able to get right onto the app with your customer ID number, or you can actually have one generated through the app so that you can have access to everything. But it, even if you don't want to go that route, but you just want to look at the laws or our lakes and where to go fishing, all of that, you just download that app and it will pretty easily guide you through everything you need.
All right, last question for you. True or false? We should be fishing as early in the morning as possible when it's hot in the summer.
That's tricky. See, as a scientist, true and false doesn't always work really well. I would say yes. Some of the best fishing is early morning, especially because we tend to fish for things that are predators. So anything where the light is kind of transitioning gives them an advantage and makes them more active. But evening can be just as good as morning. And with other species like the bluegills, especially, sometimes midday is as good as any time.
All right. So download the app, Hunt Fish OH, go to the website, and make sure you have a license. Because if you don't, there are repercussions. Right?
Yes. If you're 16 or older, you will need a fishing license.
All right. We want to thank Kip Brown for being with us today. And there is more Ohio Sports Magazine on the other end of the line when we come back to the Ohio News Network.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, commercial properties. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
We plant trees because people need trees. And when planted in the right place, they have great impact. Trees help slow climate change, filter our air and water, foster biodiversity, and strengthen our communities. They create the kind of transformational change the world needs now. May is a month filled with opportunities to care for and plant trees. For planting resources, contact an Ohio ISA certified arborist who can help you learn how to take the best care of your trees. Visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees, the number 4ohio.org.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Wharf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Is it time to renew your Medicaid coverage? Don't miss out.
When you renew your AmeriHealth Caritas Ohio benefits on time, you keep more than just your health care. You keep your extra perks, too. That means doctor visits, dental, vision, plus extra benefits like school supply funds, baby essentials, rewards for health trivia games, and more. Don't risk losing the coverage and extras your family counts on. Visit AmeriHealthCaritasOH.com/renew today. That's AmeriHealthCaritasOH.com/renew.
Teachers care deeply about their students. We know that educators are best able to support students when the needs of classrooms are met. The job of the Worthington Education Association is to support the needs of educators through mentoring programs, through professional development opportunities, doing whatever we can to help teachers support the needs of their students. My name is Emma Ruiz, and I am a proud member of the Worthington Education Association because strong unions make strong public schools for our students.
The Fan. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
This being Memorial Day weekend, summer sports are in full swing, from major and minor league baseball to outdoor soccer, spring football, and events like the Triple Crown, the Indy 500, golf tournaments, Wimbledon, and the list goes on and on and on. Where there's sports, there's betting. In 2025, Ohioans wagered an all-time high of $10.3 billion on sports, which was up 16% from 2024. Derek Longmire joins us now on Ohio Sports Magazine to discuss what many feel is a growing problem in the Buckeye State. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So as the executive director of the Problem Gambling Network of Ohio, what is your primary responsibility?
We really want to make sure that help is available for all who need it in Ohio related to gambling.
Now, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, as we know. How does problem gambling affect mental health, and what should people be on the lookout for?
Well, gambling, it really has a lot of parallels with mental health. And as we look at suicide, for instance, one in five individuals with a gambling disorder will attempt suicide, and it has the highest or the strongest link to suicide than any other addiction. So really important, especially this time of year, but always to be aware.
So is the summer sports season a riskier time for gambling compared to other times of the year? I would think that the Super Bowl would be a big problem.
It really depends on the form of betting that people are engaging in. As you mentioned, all the activities are happening right now, and there's not really any seasonality to gambling anymore, especially as we're looking at all the sporting events that are happening. We've got the World Cup coming up, so lots of opportunities to gamble throughout the year. That's why this message is also important throughout the year.
What are the warning signs that people should look for when it comes to somebody with a gambling disorder? Because not everyone who gambles has a, quote, disorder.
Yeah, we know about one in five Ohioans who gamble are at risk for developing a gambling disorder, meaning that 80% don't. For those that do, things for loved ones to be aware of is just being good listeners, and if they're talking about gambling all the time, they seem preoccupied, or if you see that they're trying to win back losses, then those are pretty big warning signs for those loved ones to be aware of. For that individual, it really is just asking yourself, is gambling still fun? It should be an entertainment activity like going to a movie, and if you get to a point where it's no longer fun, then that should be a warning sign as well.
So we understand what happens when somebody recognizes that they need help for drug and alcohol addiction. What happens with the gambling addict?
First place for them to start is to go to the Ohio Problem Gambling Helpline. That number, 800-589-9966. We also have a corresponding website, gamblinghelpohio.org. And help for someone with a gambling disorder really is dependent upon that individual, what their goals are, and what would work best for them. So individual counseling, group counseling, self-help groups like Gamblers Anonymous. There's also apps that you can put on your phone to block betting sites, as well as a partnership we have with GamFin to help with that financial education as well.
They say that children learn by watching adults. How are Ohio youth impacted by the legalization of sports betting, and what has changed the game Ohio?
We have seen a big cultural shift in just how prevalent betting is in the state. And as we look at pre-sports betting, most Ohioans thought that sports betting was pretty much just casinos and that's all. As we were looking at sports betting, now you can't watch any sporting game or any sporting event without seeing some type of betting ad for that. So that is really impactful on youth. As we look at Change the Game Ohio, it's a campaign that's really designed for both educators, parents, and youth to better understand the mechanics of gambling, as also really recognizing the connections between video gaming and gambling, as many of those video games have gambling elements built within them.
All right, let's talk about that for a second. So if you're playing a game and it has an element like that in the game, does that mean statistically you're more likely to replicate that behavior in real life?
Yeah, and really it is that sport, that betting event that's taking place early on. So as we look at a big risk factor for a betting problem later or a gambling problem later in life, that early big win is one of those risk factors. As we're looking at loot boxes, for instance, if you're playing a game and for 99 cents you can buy this mystery prize and you spend that 99 cents and you get this super rare thing, then that could be that early big win that kind of sets that dopamine on high, and you kind of look for that later in life. So really starting some of those elements there. Now, not all games have those gambling elements within them, but really important for parents to be aware of that, and especially being aware of their credit card statements, as those 99 cent hits to that credit card can rack up pretty quickly. So just being aware is important.
Now, at the beginning of our conversation, we talked about Ohio being at an all-time high, $10.3 billion on sports, and that being up 16% from 2024. That also represents a lot of taxable revenue for the state of Ohio. How has that been a battle for you as you are trying to accomplish your objectives?
Well, I think it's always a conversation working with the state legislature, as well as being mindful of the wills of Ohioans. And it's important to note that as Problem Gambling Network of Ohio, we are not for or against gambling. We just want to ensure that legal gambling has guardrails in place to mitigate gambling-related harm. So as we're looking at tax revenue, it's important to note that 2% of sports gaming revenue is dedicated to problem gambling prevention, research, and treatment. So having those funds available really allows us to do our work, as well as getting help to those Ohioans who might need it.
Now, Ohio has a black X on it when it comes to sports betting, specifically with regard to the sport of baseball and folks betting on their own teams. The late Pete Rose is one example. Then, of course, the debacle with the Cleveland Guardians. How do you address that?
I think that's really more of an integrity issue than it is a problem gambling issue. But as we're looking at all these athletes, we're looking at people that are the best at what they do. And if they're making choices that would impact their reputation, impact their profession, then those are pretty big warning signs that they themselves probably need some help. So that's where education is so important, not only for all Ohio consumers, but especially looking at those professional athletes and leagues to make sure that they really understand that harm can come from gambling and help is available regardless of who you are.
All right, give us that website one more time, Derek.
GamblingHelpOhio.org.
All right, we want to thank Derek Longmire, Executive Director of Problem Gambling Network of Ohio, for being our guest. And there is more Ohio Sports Magazine right around the corner on the Ohio News Network.
Join our resident gambling degenerates, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas, for On the Money, Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan.
Get an Eco.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the L.A. Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then Coach Rick Mahorn, Sensation Nazir Kaur, and the Detroit Amps look to protect home court against back-to-back MVP Michael Beasley and the defending champs Miami 305. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays on BET.
Yay! Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Showery and thunderstorm chances return this afternoon. It will be mild, though, with a high of 76. Overnight, those shower chances do continue, but it should lighten up. Lows fall down into the low 60s. And on Memorial Day, an isolated chance for showers or storms, but most of the day will be dry with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Ashley Smith on 97.1 The Fan.
Big voice guy.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then Coach Rick Mahorn, Sensation Nazir Kaur, and the Detroit Amps look to protect home court against back-to-back MVP Michael Beasley and the defending champs Miami 305. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays on BET.
Yay! This is ONN.
There's an early December deadline coming for college football to alert ESPN if the college football playoff will expand beyond 12 teams in 2027. 2026 will have a 12-team CFP, but there's growing momentum amongst the decision makers in the sport for expansion to as many as 24 teams. Ohio State head coach Ryan Day and Big Ten Conference Commissioner Tony Petitti have voiced support for that expansion. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey has been for expansion, just not to 24 teams. Paul Feinbaum covers college football for ESPN and joined Bo Bishop earlier this week on ONN affiliate WBNS FM in Columbus. Paul says the SEC boss is open to having expansion discussions.
He didn't say a lot. It didn't get a lot of coverage because it was late in the day. Mm-hmm. But what he did say was, Tony Petitti and I get along, and we're going, and obviously next week there will be some conversation about 24. He didn't run away from it like I think a lot of people thought he would, but he just wanted to give a preview. That story doesn't mean anything except that he is aware of his constituency, mm-hmm. unlike your king.
We put this up on the poll all the time, Paul, and it gets annihilated. We'll put it on a poll. We'll put 16, 12, 8, 24. And it's 24 is always last. There isn't anybody around here who wants 24. There just isn't. And I get it. They can talk about Iowa playing Vanderbilt and somehow that game's going to matter. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care about it. But this is the thing that's interesting. Some of Sankey's, even his guys, I mean, you've heard from Tennessee and others kind of opening up to 24. Is Sankey kind of like the scene in Braveheart where he's just hold? And will, quite frankly, your network help him hold off this 2014 playoff?
I think they will. And don't forget, Greg Sankey hasn't forgotten a year ago when Tony Petitti was holding it up. Mm-hmm. He even told us that this idea had come up a couple of years ago, and they decided to wait. And really, you said the most important thing, and this is the hardest thing for us to talk about. I mentioned this on Greenberg's show the other day, and I thought he was going to have a heart attack, where I said, ESPN is really the most important card in this room. I said, hope I'm allowed to say that. Because, the great, Pete Thamel and all these guys that cover college, it's hard to cover your own employers. And what little I know is I don't think ESPN wants anything to do with a 24 for the obvious reason they lose the clout once they're not even in great shape at 16, but they can negotiate it. And I just don't understand, as hard as Sankey tries to act like he and Petitti are collegial, I've yet to see anything come out of that arrangement other than another 10 to 15 to 20 to $30 million collectively wasted on Georgetown lobbyists, which we saw this week amounted to absolutely nothing.
How about that? Actually, we're not going to solve your little college sports problem. Back to the drawing boards, kids, which we all predicted. We all predicted it would be that way, which is why, if you can have some little victory, I suppose that you got to have it. We were talking about Sankey and Petitti for a second there. You saw the comments from the Iowa State Athletic Director about, hey, Vine, you guys just go do your own thing. I said, on our show, I said, be careful what you wish for, because Texas Tech is in a similar boat, a lot of these SEC and Big Ten teams with new money. Same thing with Miami, which is an ACC school. When you hear the Big 12 and the ACC try to get their opinions out, it's a little bit like lions don't pay attention to the sounds of sheep. It's kind of the way that the analogy I've used on this thing. Do you think there's anything that can bring Sankey and Petitti back together to actually have some sort of common knowledge and some sort of common goal, I guess, for these two conferences to finally see eye to eye and come up with something meaningful? Or is that just too pie in the sky?
It's possible, and it comes down to the quote-unquote phrase governance. That means that, we're going to say goodbye to the NCAA, but the problem is in college football, they've already said goodbye to the NCAA. I mean, they could conceivably, and I think they're both on the same page here, come up with their own rules, essentially saying we're going to give one or two, you can transfer one time, you can do this, you can do that. All the things that Congress is trying to do. But the ACC and the Big 12 have no option other than to say, we'll go along with you. But I'm not sure that's really going to be a great win after all this. And I'm not also sure they'll actually be able to do it, because that's hard to, it's hard mm-hmm. to govern yourself. I thought the College Sports Commission was supposed to do that. We now know the House settlement was a complete and total joke. Nothing came out of that.
We'll be back with more Ohio Sports Magazine next on the Ohio News Network.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30. And he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then Coach Rick Mahorn, Sensation Nazir Kor, and the Detroit Amps look to protect home court against back-to-back MVP Michael Beasley and the defending champs Miami 305. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays on BET.
Yay! All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is ONN.
The narrative on the Cincinnati Reds has certainly changed here in the past couple of weeks as they have struggled a little bit. The bats have woken up some, but still probably not where the Reds want them to be. Jeff Carr is one of the hosts of the Locked On Reds podcast, and he joins us now. And Jeff, I think the first thing I want to talk about here is injuries, as they have taken a toll on this team, especially on the pitching staff. Where are we at on some of the key injuries with the Reds?
Yeah, they're going to be without their closer, Emilio Pagan, for a little while longer. It was good to see that they're getting Nick Lodolo back, and he seems to be rounding into form. He's kind of like at that extended spring training level in his own game right now, where he's still working his command up, not quite got the confidence in his pitches just yet. And so we're really hoping to see that return here soon. But yeah, like Hunter Green is starting to throw off the mound and getting into some bullpen sessions and stuff. So that's a good thing to see. But the issue is going to be like, what does this starting rotation do while they're missing guys like Rhett Lauder? And you also have some depth pieces and Brandon Williamson and guys like that who are all on the IL. Like we've gotten to the point where the Reds had to go to free agency and find somebody that at least had thrown some innings for another team this year, albeit Chris Paddock was very unimpressive for the Marlins, so much so that they just outright cut him. So I'd love to see if they could get some more from some of these other guys that are stepping up in a big way, like Chase Burns and all that stuff. But then you do still have Brady Singer, who is struggling mightily, albeit he's totally healthy. And that's kind of been the biggest story going through the early part of this season, where the bullpen was good in April and they're horrible right now in May. I think it's just because they've had to cover a lot more than they expected.
With all of that, Chase Burns has been absolutely spectacular to start the year. Are we seeing Chase turn into a bona fide number one?
100%. I mean, he's a guy that came in through the draft already with a super high floor from Wake Forest, where Wake Forest has really put a lot into their own pitching development. There's, they call it the pitching factory over there. And so you're getting a guy who's coming into the major leagues, or even the minor leagues, as Chase Burns did, already much further along in his development than, say like a Ty Floyd or somebody like that, or even guys like Andrew Abbott and Graham Ashcraft, who had really quick rises through the Red system. Even Chase Burns started off at a much higher place than they did. And so we're seeing the fact that, yes, he has this amazing stuff, but that's because he started off at such a great spot. And for me, Ryan, the biggest part of Chase Burns' game right now is just his confidence. It doesn't matter what he's throwing. It looks like he knows that the guy at the plate isn't going to hit it. And that's just something that you can't teach. You cannot, you know, emulate that if you're another pitcher. That's something that he just has. And it's so refreshing to watch on the mound where, as I mentioned, like guys like Brady Singer and even Andrew Abbott, who's pitched better recently, but I mean, he struggled mightily to begin the season. You could watch them. They did not have confidence in their stuff. Chase Burns from pitch one through now 900 that he has after his 10th start is absolutely confident that what he is throwing plateward is not going to be hit by the opponent. And it's really driving some success for a guy who could easily be your number one starter for the rest of his career.
One of the things that's not good for the Cincinnati Reds is the situation with Key Brian Hayes. He even had John Sadak frustrated this week, the TV play-by-play guy for the Reds. What can the Reds do with Key Brian Hayes?
It's kind of tough because right now it feels like you have to keep him. He is signed for four more seasons, including a club option that if the Reds were to turn it down would be $6 million. So for anybody that is saying, boy, they just got to cut this guy, get him out of here, they would have to write him a $30 million check to do that. And that's why this kind of situation is so much tougher, because it doesn't really feel like better Key Brian Hayes is going to be a huge value to this lineup, because better for him at this point is still well below league average, because he is that far below. Right now he's got a 20 OPS plus, which means he is 80% below a league average hitter right now. And that's just not acceptable. But at the same time, if you're the Reds front office and guys that are writing the checks, I think they're having a hard time stomaching writing a $30 million check to the guy right now. So you kind of got to figure out, is he a late game defensive replacement? Certainly his glove has always been his best trait when it comes to playing this game. But at the same time, can you stomach an $8 million defensive replacement for the next couple of years? So it's a lot of, you know, catch 22, you know, darned if you do, darned if you don't situation with Key Brian Hayes, but he also has no options. So you can't send him down either.
If you're a fan of the Cincinnati Reds, the Locked On Reds podcast is a must. Jeff Carr, one of the hosts of that podcast, thank you so much as always for your time.
Ryan, appreciate you. Go Reds.
More Ohio Sports Magazine next on the Ohio News Network.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is, fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, commercial properties. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Hey folks, it's game day and the betting's gonna be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right, you gotta pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Planning to buy a home in 2026? Not sure where to start? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency can help. With a step-by-step home buyer's guide and financial tools, the Ohio Housing Finance Agency can make homeownership part of your future. Eligible home buyers may qualify for down payment assistance and reduced mortgage interest rates. To see if you qualify and to find a mortgage lender, visit myohiohome.org.
And now, Public Education Matters with Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wensing.
Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders have contributed so much to politics, military, medicine, aviation, entertainment, and sports in the United States. This month, we celebrate these contributions and we stand united in asking for what's right. Equal opportunities for every student, every educator, and every family.
Public Education Matters, brought to you by the Ohio Education Association.
Studies show that people with good oral health are more likely to have good overall health. That's why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet, to brush your teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes, to floss once a day, and remember to see your dentist regularly. Ohio Dental Association dentists are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association, so you know you're being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist near you, visit oda.org.
Hey there, I'm Brad. I'm about to win the Tuesday Night Bowling League Championship.
I'm also a highway worker for the Ohio Department of Transportation. When you move over and slow down, you're not only giving me room to work, you're making sure I can bowl a winning strike with my buddies.
Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
Now, let's get some highlights from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show. Here's producer Colin Berenger to set the scene.
Thanks, Jay. This week on the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Tyvis Powell joins the show to discuss the Cleveland Browns defense, and more importantly, the safeties and how much pressure they are under in the final season of their contracts.
For me, it goes to the secondary, and, you know, there's a couple of spots, both safety positions, Ronnie Hickman and Grant Delpit being on there last year. It's a big pressure year for them. Why? Because they went out and drafted a guy that they can replace you. You're going to every day look at the guy who is potentially can take my spot, whether that's Delpit or whether that's Ronnie Hickman. He can play both. I think that he's more of a box safety, so that's more of a Grant Delpit. And on top of that, Grant Delpit might cost a little bit more than it will be to retain Ronnie Hickman. So if I'm Grant Delpit, I have to go out there and make sure that I'm balling and making sure that I can earn myself some money, if not with the Browns, with somebody else. So this is a big offseason for Grant Delpit. I mean, he's had moments where he's looked really good, but for some odd reason, he's never put it together for 17 games. That's his problem. That's what's holding him back.
To catch the full breakdown, just search the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show on YouTube, subscribe to their page, and enjoy daily content covering all things Cleveland sports. We'll be back to wrap up this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue on the Ohio News Network.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3.
Celebrate America.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then Coach Rick Mahorn, Sensation Nazir Kaur, and the Detroit Amps look to protect home court against back-to-back MVP Michael Beasley and the defending champs Miami 305. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays on BET.
Yay! Catch the latest from the world of Ohio State athletics. Weeknights at 6 on the Buckeye Show. New special guests in everything Scarlet and Gray, the Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
We want to thank Derek Longmire, Kip Brown, and Herb Gillen for being our guests on this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. I'm Jay Fox saying thank you for your service to all who served and continue to serve as we celebrate Memorial Day on the Ohio News Network. For Colin Berenger, Eric Reeser, and Ryan Baker, I'm Jay Fox. Thanks for listening to Ohio Sports Magazine, and join us next week right here on the Ohio News Network.